As soon as he had walked through into the living room and seen the tall man in the dark blue tropical suit standing at the picture window looking out to sea, Major Smythe had somehow sensed bad news. And when the man had turned slowly toward him and looked at him with watchful, serious grey-blue eyes, he had known that this was officialdom. And when his cheery smile was not returned, inimical officialdom. And a chill had run down Major Smythe's spine. They had somehow found out.
Well, I'm Smythe. I gather you're from Government House. How's Sir Kenneth?
There was somehow no question of shaking hands. The man said,
I haven't met him. I only arrived a couple of days ago. I've been out round the island most of the time. My name's Bond. James Bond. I'm from the Ministry of Defense.
The rats spent a lot of time worrying about why they were suddenly so clever. Maurice considered that this was a waste of time. Stuff happened. But the rats went on and on about whether it was something on the rubbish heap that they'd eaten. And even Maurice could see that that wouldn't explain how he'd got changed, because he'd never eaten rubbish. And he certainly wouldn't eat any rubbish off that heap, seeing as where it came from. And then one day he'd seen the stupid-looking kid playing the flute with his cap in front of him for pennies. And he'd had an idea. An amazing idea. It just turned up, bang, all at once. Rats, flute, stupid-looking kid. And he'd said,
Hey, stupid-looking kid, how would you like to make your fortune?
Nah, kid, I'm down here.
Every birder has one, a nemesis bird. No matter how hard you try, you always seem to miss it. Either you arrive just after the birds left, or you're the sacrificial lamb, leaving a group of birders who immediately have crippling views of the bird while you're in the car driving away. This year, my nemesis bird was mountain quail. It's common, ABA code 1. Although its very secretive behaviour and preference for inaccessible and thickly vegetated slopes can make it tough to find. But like most nemesis birds, no one else has a problem seeing them. In fact, it helps if you're with someone who's never seen one before. That's what happened in July, in Arastra Creek in the San Bernardino Mountains of California. Jerry and I had split up for 15 minutes, which was long enough for her to both hear and see a mountain quail.